USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Ian is growing stronger in the Caribbean Sea and is expecting to rapidly intensify into a major hurricane as it approaches Cuba and the Florida coast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency and has urged residents to take precautions. Cities are taking steps to prepare for the heavy rain and strong winds. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry provides an update Monday.
Make sure you have your supply kit together, that you know your flood and evacuation zones. Also, with the threat of tornadoes, now is the time to review your safety plan with your family.
President Biden held a meeting with the White House Competition Council Monday. Despite 40-year high inflation, the president touts his economic success.
Because of their resilience, American people's resilience, and because of the economic strategy pursued, the United States of America is in a stronger position than any other country.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy blaming inflation on spending packages congressional Democrats passed last year. A man seen on video punching a flight attendant in the back of the head is being ordered held in custody pending federal charges. He's accused of attacking the worker on a flight from Mexico to Los Angeles. The 33-year-old is scheduled to be arraigned in L.A. federal court on October 13th. The 2022 midterm elections are shaping up to be one of the most expensive campaign seasons ever. Political campaigns have spent almost $6.5 billion on ads, which surpasses both 2018 and 2020 election cycles. That's according to Ad Impact. Week 3 of the NFL season wraps up with the New York Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as kinggrass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Edward Snowden is now a Russian citizen. President Vladimir Putin granting that status to the man who leaked highly classified details of National Security Agency surveillance operations. Snowden has been living in Russia since 2013. Alongside the Japanese Prime Minister in Tokyo, Vice President Kamala Harris says economic ties between the United States and Japan are spurring innovation.
I look forward to our discussions on many levels about increasing prosperity for our nations, including the work that we will do in terms of supply chain resilience and the work that we can do to continue to invest together in the research and development that is happening in our nations.
She also spoke about the U.S.'s security commitment to Japan. Vice President Harris is expected to attend the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Tuesday. Abe was assassinated in July. The NFLPA is asking the league to review its concussion protocols. This comes after Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa returned to yesterday's game against the Buffalo Bills after suffering an apparent head injury. The quarterback citing a back injury as the reason for having left the game instead of a head injury. The losses on Wall Street continue. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 329 points to close at 29,260. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.